So where did Rabbi Zimmer get to yesterday? 42B1? What?
I believe so.
Okay. I just want to start with a story, because it was a this Gemara on Membeis Amud Aleph, but I wasn't here yesterday. Okay, got it. Okay. I want to start with a story. The Gemara had said that the 3 month wait, right, at least according to Remeir, right, the Gemara, is even true by Ger and Geiris. Ger and Geiris, who come to be Megayer, we make them separate 3 months. Lahavkan, Bezera Shinisra Begdusha, Bezera Shinisra Shaloi Begdusha. That's what the Gemara had said in yesterday's Gemara that I wasn't here for, but that they make a Ger and a Geiris separate to differentiate between children that were conceived as Jewish and children that were conceived before they became Jewish. Now, there's a machloikas achreinim. The chalkas machloikik has a shayla. This loy plug that we make, we paskin like Remeir, as we will see as we go on today. It's a big machloikas tanoim. Whether this 3 month rule is across the board, or we make exceptions when we know the woman is not pregnant. And we paskin like Remeir that it's across the board. Every woman that her marriage terminates, we make them wait 3 months. Even if she's 10, as the Gemara said 2 days ago, even a Kana. And even if he was in China, it doesn't make a difference. It's a light plug. How about a ger and a geiris? Where there it's not a question who the father is. There it's a question of when the child was conceived. It's not like when a marriage terminates and there's a new marriage and we don't know if she becomes pregnant who the father was. Here it's, we know who the father will be, right?
Rashi said that there's a
chashash
that there's
zayna
until she becomes a Jew.
Right, that's Rashi. See, we don't pass in that Rashi, because it's a pella atuma that Rashi. Rashi makes it sound, I don't know if Rabbi Zimmer spoke this out, Rashi makes it sound that if we knew for sure that she wasn't mezana, wouldn't bother us. It's not true, because a guy is not mesiachet when they're megat, a guy is not mesiachet to his children b'chlau. Meaning, okay, I'm not going to get involved in that. I wasn't here yesterday, so I'm leaving that alone. But this interesting. This is a child of Chalkis Mechaikik has. Is that loy plug extend to a ger and a geiris? So the Chalkis Mechaikik is machmer, and he says the ger and a geiris are megayer. Even if we know for sure that she's not pregnant, they have to wait the 3 months separate. That's the Chalkis Mechaikik treatise. Now, Yehuda argues with the Dalgum Rebbe, and he says since it's a Dover Shalei Shchiach, geiris of a couple is not very frequent. So the loy plug wasn't made, and if a woman can ascertain that she's not pregnant, right, if she can prove that she's not pregnant, a ger and a geiris would not have to separate. That's the night of Yehuda's thing. So it was an interesting story that I always say over. This story happened 30-some years ago, 30 years ago at least. I don't know any of the participants. I just know the story because the Rav Paskin told me the story. It was Rabbi Fersk in Chicago. He came once, he come at an interesting shiloh this week. A lady comes to his house and says that she came back to visit her grandmother for the first time in who knows how long, since she was a little girl. She lived in far away, and she came to this house in Chicago. And she noticed tzlamim, crosses all over the place. So she says to her grandmother, "Aren't we Jewish?" Grandmother says, "No, we're Catholic." She said, "But I'm Jewish, am I not?" So she says, "No, you're not. Your mother was born Catholic. She got married, and her husband was killed in Vietnam, and your father was killed in the war in Vietnam. She remarried a Jewish person, as never did Geiris. She remarried a Jewish person, and they raised you as a Jew. This girl went to college, and some Baal Tshuva movement found her, was Makar of her, and she married a yeshiva bacher, and she has a family, and now she came back to Chicago and found out that her grandmother is Catholic, her mother was never Megayer. She's not Jewish. She's not Jewish." So she came to me first and asked her what she should do. He said, "Go to McDonald's. You can go to McDonald's, you're not Jewish." So she said, "No, she has kids in school. She has kids in a frum school. I mean, she's raising her family, a frum family. What's she supposed to do?" He said, "I can't do anything, can't beat your husband."
husband flew in from wherever he was. He met and she saw that it's a normal, healthy family. So he had to be Megayer. So he said, you have to separate 3 months. The Chalkis Mechaikik. That a Ger and a Geyeris that's Megayer, even though she's married now to the same person. Right, they have to make a chuppah. They have to make a new marriage. Even though she's married to the same person, has to separate 3 months. So the husband said, if my parents find out that my wife is a Geyeris, they'll make me divorce her. They will not tolerate the fact that my wife is a Geyeris. They would never tolerate it. So he said, he'll be Seimach and the night of Yehuda. She proved that she wasn't pregnant. And therefore he was Seimach and the Dagum Ravava that says that by Geyer and a Geyeris, since it's a Milsad Leishchicha, you don't have to separate 3 months. That's when the first time I heard this Dagum Ravava, way back when. What? No, but the mother was a Geyeris. It's a Milsad Leishchicha that a woman should be Megayer and stay married to the same husband that she's married to. It's the same Milsad Leishchicha. Usually, the Shaila of marriage is a different man. Here it's the same man. So it's a Milsad Leishchicha. So the Nebuta says that the light plug is not there. Had she we not known that she's pregnant or not, we would have to separate. But since over here she wasn't pregnant, so it's only a shaila of the light plug. And Nebuta, the Dalkum Ravava, says that we don't make a light plug by Moshe Leishchicha. Right? Moshe Leishchicha, we don't make the light plug. So he was Simach on that night of Yehuda, and he let her stay not separate. And the kids had to do Geirus. The kids, because they were really born from a guy. They didn't know. Nobody knew, but they were born from a guy. I just thought it was an interesting story. The gay and this Gemara, so I thought I would share the story. What?
When the kids have to become a guy, the parents are never going
to
find out.
They
just go to mikvah and bris. Nobody knows. They're going to have done bris and a mikvah. It's a private thing. What? They were under by mitzvah. They all kept silent. My thinking what? If they separate for 3 months, it would be, you know, they can't live in the same house.
No, but, oh, you mean then the parents will find out?
Yeah, of course. Where's your husband? Where's your wife?
No, we separate. When you separate. We're separating, you Rebbe, come on. We're separating the different house?
Sure, separating means no yichud. They're other.
Those kids there.
Again, I'm just telling you what the halacha of Maisa was. This is a story that happened. I thought I would share it as we learned the Gemara here. I wasn't here yesterday. This should have been shared yesterday by the Gemara Ger Guyer.
I'm sorry to tell you this. He said we said it was the source.
He did not. He didn't know it, so he couldn't be to tell it over. That Rashi that you mentioned, before I go by term, that Rashi which you mentioned is a big chiddush, because Rashi says that the problem, the problem of him marrying his brother's wife is not because it's not a paternal brother. It's because it might not be the same father. That's just a big chiddush in yesterday's Gemara. A ger and a ger, and a man and a woman are megayer. So the Gemara said there's a chash that if they don't separate, the kid might be born. He might be from a geyish father. And his brother, who's born afterwards, it's from after Geirus. They're not related to each other. What? Not Minav. And therefore he's marrying Geish Yisachar Me'imai. That's what the Gemara said, because he was born as a Jew already. Right? He was born after she was Megayer. So he is either a born Jew or a born Geir, whatever way you want to learn, but the bottom is it's not his paternal brother. That's what Rashi said. So Rashi said, why is that a problem? Because maybe his father, she was Mizan as a guy. And therefore, it's not a paternal brother. Mashma from Rashi, that had we known for sure that this is the father, it would not be a problem. That means listen to what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying, if Mr. Guy lives with his wife and she conceives, then they're Megayer, then they have a child after Geirus. If we knew for sure this was the son of this father, there would be Ibum. It would not be authorization to Hachem Me'imai. That's what Rashi said. Because Rashi says the problem is, when she was a guy, she might have been Mizanah.
Or he might be a Nachri also.
Again, let's listen to what Rashi said, not to what Baruch Meisher wants to say, to what Rashi said. Again, the kid is not a guy. The kid was born from a Jewish mother. She was Megayer on Aleph Kislev.
Okay.
If we don't separate her, they have a child in Sivan, who I picked 7 months later, right? They have a child in Sivan. I assume that's 7 months. I'm not going to count. Right? We don't know whether this child was conceived prior to Geirus or post-Geirus. But he was definitely born post-Geirus.
Okay.
So he's a Jewish kid.
Right.
Right. So what's the problem if he's Meyabim, his brother that's married later on? Is born afterwards. His brother was born 2 years later. Married, had no children. And he was Meyabim, his brother's wife. Now, Trashi, it's a problem because it might only be a maternal brother, not a paternal brother. Why wouldn't there be a paternal brother? Dr. Ashi, because we don't know who the father of this child is. Because if she conceived him as a guy, she might have conceived him from another man. Mashma from Rashi, that if we were sure that the father of this child was that guy that was Megayer, it would be no problem with him doing Ibum.
So we're in a Siachi?
Again, I'm just telling you what Rashi says. I'm not. I just want to point out that's what Rashi said.
But you're allowed to be in a siachis that was a guy.
That's the problem with Rashi. Rashi seems to say that's the kasha on Rashi.
It's a biological thing.
Rashi says, what's the problem if he does yibum to his brother that's born later?
It might be maternal, right?
It might be maternal, not paternal. Why isn't it paternal? Because as a guy, she might have been Mizana. With a different man. So therefore this son...
He himself, the father himself...
Again, let's listen to what Rashi says. I didn't tell you...
Biologically, he's the same father. It doesn't matter if he's a guy or not.
That's what Rashi seems to say.
That's the problem.
That's the kasha on Rashi. That's all I'm pointing out. Rashi says in the Amid Aleph, in the Rashi, Yivkir Sivem Tilushuk, the Kivish is that Nizra Shalai Begdusha, Ustam Evenet Kachav Mzaini, Ikilum Eim Hashem Eidim B'nai Shalzah. Maybe he's not the same father. So everybody asked on Rashi. Rashi seems to say that if we could prove that she was never Mizana, they were locked in a cell, in jail, and the only two people were there were them, and he impregnated her, there would be no problem of Yibum. But it's not true because the father is not Nizyakis Achros, not his paternal brother. That's the kasha on Rashi, pointing out Rashi's huge chiddush in this Rashi. That if we knew that it's the same father, there would be no problem of evil. The kasha, I don't have an answer for Rashi. I'm just pointing out the kasha everybody asked to Rashi. Yes?
By goyim, they don't go after the mother, they go after the father.
Again, but a kid is Megayer. Till now, the reason, first of all, 5 minutes ago you understood the kasha, but you asked it yourself, right?
Let's say he's Goy. In the Goy world, you go after
the father. But the minute he's this guy can cut in Chanelo dummy. He has no yachas to his father.
Is if you think conception makes
Achva. That's a huge chiddush. It's a huge chiddush. That a person can have a paternal brother from a father that's no longer his father. Again, you're answering Rashi, but I just want you to point out Rashi's huge chiddush. The Raya is 5 minutes ago, you would have told me absolutely not. No, he's answering Rashi. That Rashi holds that brotherhood has nothing to do with the relationship with the father. It's a biological fact, regardless of whether he's Jewish or not.
I'll make it real.
Okay. Mem beis, amid beis, two dots. Now, the Mishnah was sounded repetitious, because the Mishnah said, was it the Mishnah? Yeah, the Mishnah. Echad besulais, echad beulais, echad gerushais, echad amonis, echad nesuas, echad arusais. Isn't an arusa besula and nesua beula? So by saying besula and beula, isn't it saying nesuas and arusas? Correct the Gemara, hainu besulais, hainu arusas, hainu beulas, hainu nesuas. What is the difference between a besula and an arusa and a beula and a nesua? Isn't it repetitious? That's true, but Nesua definitely covers Be'ula. And Be'sula definitely covers, Arusa definitely covers Be'sula. Most Arusas are Be'sulas.
Say
one of the two, don't say about four. Say two out of four. Amr Rav Yehuda Achikamer, Achaz Be'sulas v'Achaz Be'ulas. Shenis Armelu and Nisgarshu, Be'min Ha'eris and Be'min HaNesuim. Achas Nesuas or Achas Arusas is not their status. It's that they became Almanas or Gerushin, whether they were in Arusa or whether they were in Nesua. Rashi. Look, Rashi. Ha'ininu b'sulus ha'ininu Arusa chazihi. Da'ichim shkakasol b'sulu yivamim or Arusa. How do you have it? The Mahaki come up. Loitis ni achas ha'achas demash metrei mili. Don't think it's repetitious. Elakula chazik tzori. A Perusha come up far. It's explaining. Achas b'sulus ha'achas b'ulus. K'machin is armu in his garshu. Be'min ha'eris in the ha'inu b'sulus. Be'min in the Nesua the ha'inu b'ulus. Something to come out right.
Just two categories then.
What?
Just two.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Rabbi Lazar lay all about Midrasha. Rabbi one day didn't go to the Beis Medrash. Asked him to Ravasi and he found Ravasi. Amalei, he said to Ravasi, my Amar Rabbanu b'mei Midrasha. What? I'm sorry?
What did I miss today?
What did I miss today? What did Rabbanu say in the Beis Medrash? Amalei, hachi Amar Rabbi Yechanan, halachik Rabbi Yaisi. The halachas of Rabbi Yaisi, who in our Mishnah said, an Arusa can get married, and that an Nesua can get Erisin, except because of Avelis, she has to wait 30 days. That's what Rabbi Yaisi says. That's Rashi. Halachic Rabbi Yaisi, the Shari, Arusas, we not say, he let Arusas get married. There is no conception of the first husband, because they never consummated the marriage. When Nesua li Aris, and he lets an Nesua get married, but there was an Avelis issue. Why did not get Rabbi Yaisi without Rabbi Yehuda? Why did he pick Rabbi Yaisi, not Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda said the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda not be sure Arusa. He's not the Behedja. Rabbi Yehuda spoke it out beferish. Right? Arusa can get married and Nesua can get Erison. So why doesn't he say Aloch at Rabbi Yehuda? Why did he pick Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi in the Mukha Yimai. We have a rule. Rabbi Yaisi has depth. We like the Paschal like Rabbi Yaisi. So we have a choice to say Aloch at Rabbi Yehuda. Aloch at Rabbi Yaisi, you say Aloch at Rabbi Yaisi. Zok to Gemara. So he said, does that mean Rabbi Yaisi is only arguing with a Yachid? Because the rule of Paschal like Rabbi Yaisi is when he argues with a Yachid. But when he argues with a Rabbim, we Paschal like the Rabbim. So is he only arguing on the Yachid? Right? Michlal Dichido, Paschal Galei? Zog the Gemara in, yes. Only Yichido argues on him. Vatanya. And I'll prove it to you that the Tanakam in our Mishnah, usually Tanakamas can be Rabbim. I'll prove to you that in our Mishnah, the Tanakam is a Yachid. Where? All right, so how is the Redufa Leilich Lebeis Aviyah? A woman that was accustomed to live a lot of time by her father's house. And as Rashi points out, the period of time before her husband died or divorced her, she spent at her parents' house, not in the home with her husband. She was alone in her parents' house. Or they didn't get along and they had no relationships during a period of time. Her husband was in jail. He was old, or sick, wasn't capable of having a relationship. Or she was sick. She had a miscarriage after her husband died. So the pregnancy was terminated. We know for sure she's not pregnant. This is a lady that was in Akara, meaning Rashi says that Akara means she was missing her womb. She had a hysterectomy. That's what Rashi learns Akara means. Or she was an old lady, not capable of childbirth anymore. Aitana, or a very young girl. Islandess is a girl that grows up without any simanim, that she has any feminine features to her, that she can become impregnated. There's going to be, that she can conceive. The Gemara is going to talk about that in the 8th Perek, Simone Islandess. Oysa ain't a ruya leled. Or, Rashi says, she took a medication or an illness that took away her ability to reproduce. All those cases, Zok de Tanakama, I'm looking for the Bach. Kulon Trichas Lahamtin Gimel Chadoshim, the Vera Meir. And that's why we brought this Brisa. This is what we brought this Brisa. To show you that the Tanakam and our Mishnah, who said this, is Remeir. It's a Yachid. It's not a Rabbin. Rabbi Yehuda Matil Aris V'yasim Yad. Rabbi Yehuda says, with these cases that we know for sure she's not pregnant, she can have Erisin and Esuan right away. So, Rabbi Yaisi and Paschal like Rabbi Yaisi, because it's not Rabbi Yaisi against the Rabbim, It's Rabbi Yitzchak against the Yachid.
Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Meir holding the same?
No, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda holding the same. Except Rabbi Yitzchak added a bailiff. But the Braisa quoted Rabbi Yehuda, right? The Gaon changes it to Rabbi Yitzchak. But the Braisa quoted Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yitzchak are the same thing, except Rabbi Yitzchak added a bailiff. When we said Psach, we said like Rabbi Yitzchak because of Muki Yimai. Rashi. In Vatanya, Mechal di Yidol Paragalei. Tanakam adamar lo yinasu lo yisar so achas arusas lachas psulas as natu lo arusas li yaris. He asks, even the arusas have a new heiress in Koshke li nasa, yichidoi. It's a one man, it's one. V'lav stama the rabbi, it's not a rabbi. Hachi kisin en Vatanya ben Yichumsa, Redufa, Regila. V'gam samuch lo misasai, amda b'vei saviyaz ma'amaruba. She spent a lot of time at her parents' house, and next, when he died, she had spent a lot of time there. She wasn't together with her husband. She was by her parents, and he wasn't. I saw the Kazal and Shimsha. Akara Sheneka Rachma Benitla Aimshala. Her womb is gone. Islandes Mimaima Lukuyahi. She was born with a Lukuya, a blemish. She has no breath nor growing hair. I say to Ruya Leila, Batsuya Machamas Sama Ichali, a medicine or illness that made her impossible to conceive. I did that. Kulan Jiras Bahamdin, the Gazu Shayna Ruya to Ruya. Which, by the way, is the way we paskin. We paskin like Rameir. So that's why that Shaila by Gera Giyar has come up, because we paskin like Rameir and we make a loy plug. So the Rebbe Yehuda is Mechadish. Now that's only true when you don't know who the father is, because that's shchiach. That death or divorce is a shchiach. Masha'enkein, to have a ger and a geyeris be megayer together is not something that happens on a frequent basis. And therefore, there, it's only usher if she might be pregnant. But the loy plug, this is the Yehuda Shchinish, that the loy plug does not apply to a ger and a geyeris. And as long as she can prove that she's not pregnant, we don't make a geyeris separate.
Or no,
the case of the Gemara was Ger v'Giyaris. It was only a Giyaris, correct. But it's the same idea. It's a Loi Shriach. And then it's Loi Shriach, the Loi Plug doesn't apply. Meaning, had she not been able to prove that she's not pregnant, we would have to be Matchem Ben Zeresh and Nidl B'Gdusha, Le Zeresh and Nidl B'Gdusha. We'd have to know whether she conceived from a Jewish man or from a Geisha man. But since she can prove that she's not pregnant, the mayor's loy plug, which we paskin, doesn't apply to that case. That's the chiddush of the night of Yehuda, not like the chalkas mechalkik. Now, most paskim don't rely on that night of Yehuda, because the maisa of the chalkas mechalkik argues, but in a case of tzairach, like was this case that I said before, that my first was meiku like the night of Yehuda.
What was the conversation with Rabbi Elazar about you there?
He asked them what they say in the Beis Medrash. He said they paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. So he said, oh, must be it's only one that argues on him. Not a rabbi. The Mishnah made it sound like a rabbi. So he said, yeah. The Braisa paskin quotes it from Rameya.
So
it's a Yachid. So therefore we paskin like Rabbi Yaisi. We don't. But that's why Rabbi Yechid and paskin like Rabbi Yaisi.
We don't.
We paskin like Rameya. Clearly at the end of the Gemara we paskin like Rameya. And how often we paskin like Rameya. Frek the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Chazda by Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan changed his mind and doesn't pass like Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba is a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Right? So is Ravasi. So it's not like Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba is saying, I know that Rabbi Yechanan changed his mind. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba lived in Eretz Yisrael. Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yosef lived in Bavo. Rabbi Yosef heard Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said Rabbi Yechanan changed his mind. He said, if he changed his mind, Mimasnisa the Karma Hadrebe, from a Mishnah that was learned in Karim Biavna, which means the Mishnah Masechtas Idias, that's the cause of why he changed his mind. One is that, it's a Braisa, the Tanya. Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Reish Rabbi Yechanan Breika, Shamati Mipi Chachamim Bekarim Biavna, I heard from the Chachamim in Karim Biavna. I'll explain why Karim Biavna in a second. Kulon Tzrichas Lahamtin Shleish Chadashim. That everybody has to wait 3 months. So since in Karim Biavna they said this from the Chachamim, so Rabbi Yochanan changed his mind. It became a Rabbim. It was Remeir against Rabbi Yossi. But in Karen Beyavna, which was earlier, they said this is a fact. So Rabbi Yossi heard this right, so. Now, why is it called Karen Beyavna? It's the city of Yavna. When they went into Golos, the yeshiva, even before Churban Beis HaMikdash, the yeshiva had moved to Yavna. That's where the main yeshiva took place, in the Tkufas HaTanoim, shortly after Golos. And it's called Karen Beyavna because they used to sit in rows like a vineyard. So they called the yeshiva Karen Beyavna. Actually, Yavna is a city in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know where it is. Where, I mean, today I think there's a city of Yavna today. There's a yeshiva Karen Beyavna today. It's a Mizrahi yeshiva. Karen Beyavna Chachamah. Very good. The Gemara getting.
I think it's Ayin.
No, no, please don't do that. No. Nun Hayim is based. Or Nun Vavam is based right there. Yeah, you can check that. Rashi. The Gemara will come to Bakanta.
The Vespasian, what's his name? Vespasian, no?
Who?
Vespasian, what's his name?
I don't know.
Who said Haley Amachamel?
Rabbi Yechim and Zakai.
To who?
To Sinus Kaiser.
Not Vespasian?
I don't know the English name. The Gemara calls it Vespasianus. Rashi. Matisa the Karma. Shanishnas Bekarim B'yavna. Machmut Ois the Mishnah Chazim. But Bekarim B'yavna. Sheyesh Shur Shurus. Kein Karim. Okay. Don't think about that. Amalei. Rabbi Yirmi Yilu Rabbi Zvika. Ki Ailus L'Rabbi Rabbi Vo. When you come to Rabbi Vo. Ramilei. Ask him the following contradiction. Me, I'm Rabbi Yechon, Allah, Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yechon is Allah, it's like Rabbi Yossi. The I'm Rabbi Yechon, Allah, it's Stam Mishnah. We always pass like a Stam Mishnah. And our Mishnah is a Stam. It makes it without a name, says a statement. That's a Stam Mishnah. No name given. And Rabbi Yechon has said, we always go with the Stam. And now you're passing like Rabbi Yossi, that means you're not going with the Stam. So it's a contradiction of Rabbi Yechon's words. Right? Utanan, and our Mishnah says, Ko hanashim le'inasim le'isayas, so she is from Shosh Kodashim, Achaz, and Shulis, Achaz, Gulas. Our Mishnah said that without a name. That means that's a stam. Rabbi Yechon says we always pass him like the stam. And here he's passing like Rabbi Yossi, which is not the stam. Amalei, so Rabbi Zvika answered, I think it's Rabbi Zvika, I don't know if it's Rabbi Vo or Rabbi Zvika. Answered, the Rami Locha, L'chash L'kimchei. Whoever had that contradiction did not worry about what he says from his mouth, what he chews out from his mouth. How does Arshua translate?
He grinds.
Because Stam Vachik Machloikas, Yvain Allah Kastam. We pass him like a Stam Mishnah if there's no Machloikas about it. Here we have a Stam Mishnah, and right afterwards it says Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. That's called a Stam Vachik Machloikas. When Rabbi wanted to pass him like a Stam Mishnah, he didn't mention a Machloikas, or first he brought the Machloikas, and then he wrote another Mishnah, only like the opinion of one, without any names. But when he wrote an opinion without names and then followed it with a Machloikas, that means the rule doesn't apply. Right? Then the rule doesn't apply. Right? The Amar, Vain Halachi Kastam, the Amar Pamir Tem Rebbe Yechon, Machloikas Ach Kastam, Halachi Kastam, Stam Achav Machloikas, Ein Halachi Kastam, Rashi. Leichash lekimchei, lamashu hu teichen, umbaiti mipev, klaimer le diburo to his words. Stam bachav machlekes, he does look all over Yajir Mehuda, Yajir Mehuda argue. Machlekes, bachkach stam. Pein shesasa machrem miyad, whether the stam is right after the machlekes, vaisi masechta. Pein shesasa be masechta acheres, vaisa seder. Ganatan temer le teva, there's a machlekes, that if a person gives wool to a dyer and he dyes it wrong, the Machloikas with Baba Kama about Geizel. The Machloikas is in the ninth barrack in Baba Kama. Ustam and Baba Matia. And the Stam is, I believe, in the sixth barrack in Baba Matia. So Mashani Yadal Taksaina. Ustasim Bakr Behuda. That's a Stam Bakr Behuda. Remember Mashvach Yasra Yitzia. But Meyer says if you don't do what the guy told you to do, you stole it. And therefore you're kind of machinoy and it's yours. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's not a Gneva. And it depends if the profit is more than the expenses or the expenses are more than the profit. Right, and then in the Mishnah of Metzia, there's a Stam like Rabbi Yehuda. It's Halachi Kastam. Stand back on Machlokes. That's right. Yeah, that's Kimis Nisan. That's like the Mishnah. Now, so there's a cash over here. So why did Rebbe do this? If the halacha is not like the Stam, so what was the purpose of giving you a Stam back at Machlokes? Right? What was the purpose? So Taisa says that it still has more value than a regular yachid. No guarantee halachic is stam like Rabbi said, like Rabbi Yechanan said, but it's not stam one against one, which the Gemara was mocking before it is Rameir against Rabbi Yitzi. By making it a stam, Rabbi is giving a little bit more credibility to that opinion, even when it's stam back on machlokes. He's not posking that way. That's why he bought the machlokes afterwards. But he gives it a little bit more credibility. That's what Taisa says. Right. That's what Taisa says.
What does it matter if it's stam first or not?
I'm sorry?
What does it matter if it's stam first or not?
Because the order, by putting stam first and then a machlokes, he's saying, I'm not passing like the stam. If he wanted to pass like this, some more. It's a very difficult shot because the Gemara said here that we consider it yichidah. Right? The Gemara said we consider it yichidah. Zog the Gemara back. Mistamach v'azol Rabavo akasvei de Rav Nachum. Rabavo was leaning on the shoulder of Rav Nachum Shemaya, his servant. Mankit and he was gathering different halachas from him. I guess Reb Nachum was asking Reb Avo different shailas in halacha. Right? They were walking. Reb Avo was leaning on him. And Reb Nachum took that opportunity to ask shailas. So he asked him like this. Wait a minute. Machlokes rachikak stam mai. If there's a machlokes in den stam, what's the din? Amale halachik stam. So he asked him, stam vachikak machlokes mai. Amale ein halachik stam. So he asked them, Stam of the Masnis and the Machlokes with Braisamai. What if there's a Stam in the Mishnah, but the Braisa brings the Machlokes? Amalei Halachik Stam. That, the Halach is like a Stam. Let me catch up with Rashi, Mankit, Malakit, Mimenu, Halachis, Psukas. Halachik, Aplaini, Aplaini. He was getting different Halachis. So he asked them, Machlokes with Masnis and the Stam of the Braisamai. What if there's a Machlokes in the Mishnah, but there's a Braisa that only brings one opinion without a name? If Rebbe didn't make it as a stam, how could Rebbe come along and make it a stam? Meaning, you can't say that we passed it that way. If we wanted to, Rebbe would have made it a stam. Rebbe didn't make it a stam. By not making it a stam, he's saying it's not a stam. So Rebbe comes along and makes it a stam in his raisa. Hello? You didn't get it from your Rebbe. No, it didn't. Well, let me. Brises, okay, let me explain. Reb Chiya was Masader certain Brises after Mishnayos. And he put in the Brises that he thought were authentic Brises. So in his Brisa, he made a Stam. Does that have the validity of a Stam when in the Mishnah it's not a Stam? The answer is, if Rebbe didn't make it a Stam, where did Reb Chiya get a right to make it a Stam? And therefore it doesn't have the strength of a Stam. Rashi, Rebbe Lashana, Rebbe should see this on Mishnah Lashana. Should say Mishnah Shloi Tzei Mishnah. Shloi Yerat Lusaisim. It didn't want to make a Stam. Reb Chiya, Tamid, Minayin Lashalach Kamaisa. How does he know that? Just Stam Shasim of Bebraisa that he made it a Stam.
Does Rebbe know every Braisa?
Rebbe knew what he wanted the Pascha like.
So how could, why is he
so? Reb Chiya built the braises on Rebbe's Mishnayah, around Rebbe's Mishnayah. And if he made a stam, the question is, where did he get the right to make a stam if Rebbe didn't make the stam? That's what the Gemara is saying.
Our braises just Mishnayah teaching that Rebbe didn't include in
it. The way I understand it, again, I can only tell you what I understand. There were different Mishnayahs. Every Tana had his own Mishnayah.
Not everything made it into Rebbe.
Before Rebbe made.
Rebbe organized and put together one solid set of Mishnayos. using Reb Meir's Mishnayos as his basis, he built and organized Mishnayos. But you get the main opinions that he wants you to know in his Mishnayos. Reb Chiya went and found different...
And the ones that didn't make it...
are not in Rebbe's Mishnayos. I don't know whether Brises come from that or even there, even beforehand, there might have been two levels of Mishnah and Brises. That I don't know. But the ones that didn't make it are not Mishnayos. Reb Chiya went and organized Mishnayos. Brises. He took Brises that he thought were authentic and he put it together. And that was called Tanna Dvei Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya had Brises. His authenticated Brises. So our problem is that Reb Chiya had a Brises that he authenticated as a son. How much value do we give it vis-a-vis the halacha of Machlokes Rav Kastam? And the answer is Rebbe didn't think it was a stam. That means Rebbe didn't want to paskin that way. Rebbe could have made it a stam. He didn't. So when does Reb Chiya come along and make it a stam? Why should we give it any validity as opposed to Rebbe's Mishnayos? That's what the Gemara says.
Isn't Rebbe
a Tana? Rebbe's a Tana.
Isn't Rebbe a Tana?
Reb Chiya is one of the Amoraim that doesn't make a difference.
He can
argue with Rebbe all the time. It doesn't make a difference. In the rules of Pesach, that we give Stam validity to say we Paschal like the Stam was only said on the Stam Mishnah. It was not said on the Stam Brisa. That's the halacha. The halacha of Pesach, halacha of Stam Mishnah, was halacha of Stam Mishnah, not like halacha of Stam Brisa. We want to know when Rebbe brings a Machloikis and then Reb Chiya wrote a Stam, does it help the Pasuk of the Shiloh? And the answer is no. Reb Chiya can argue. But the rule is Halachic Kistam Mishnah. The rule is Halachic Kistam Mishnah. It's not a Stam Mishnah. It's a Stam Brisa. Fine, but that's not a Stam Mishnah. Rebbe didn't make it a Stam.
But well, we can attribute it to one of those.
It doesn't make a difference. It's not Rebbe. The rules are Rebbe's Mishnayas. The rules don't apply anywhere else. It's Rebbe who took all the Mishnayos and made one out of them. He was very medactic in his order. Stam v'achach machloikis, machloikis v'achach stam, stam without a machloikis. Everything was medactic by Rebbe. And he decided not to make a stam out of this. There was a decision. It wasn't an oversight. It was a decision. Rebbe was very meticulous and careful. Doesn't need my hakama. Not only what he wrote in his Mishnayos, but how he wrote it in his Mishnayos. Every word was weighed. The order was weighed. It was all Mesudah. So if Rebbe decided that it didn't rise to the bar of a Stam, so then Reb Chiya comes along and brings a Stam, so therefore what? That's what the Gemara says. How does Arsko explain this line?
Same way.
Okay. Frank Gemara, Amarle. So Reb Nachum said to Reb Avo, Vatnan, we have a Mishnah that we don't paskin though, even though it's a Stam. And your rule that we paskin like a Stam Mishnah is challenged by the fact that I have a Stam Mishnah, and we know that we don't Paschal like that Mishnah. It's assumed that we don't Paschal like that Mishnah. Based on your rules, how can you not Paschal like that Mishnah? That's the question he's going to ask. And he's going to bring a Stam Mishnah has zero to do with Masechtis Yevamos. But it's a Stam Mishnah. Let not. Misreik Shel Pishtan. You have a comb that you use to comb flax. Linen. Shenit Lushinav. The teeth are missing. But two teeth are left, right? Timaeus. It's still usable. You can use it with two teeth, and therefore it still retains. It's not a broken kli. It's not the best kli, but it's still a kli, and it's still tamei. When you break a kli, it loses its tuma. This is not a broken kli because there's still two teeth left that can function.
Metal?
Pashtus, it's metal. The teeth are metal, yes. Achas. There's only one tooth left. Tyra. That's a broken one. The kulon shenitlu achas achas meyatzman. If you remove each tooth by itself, tameyas. Because they can be used as a tooth by itself, you can use it to clean up a candle, a cup, you know, and or to stretch something, the sharp tooth, you can use it individually as a keli. Right? The comb is no longer a comb unless there's two teeth together. If there's no two teeth together, there's no, it's not a comb. But the bristles themselves, each one is its own keli.
It's not a comb, not a
keli,
but it's not a comb, but it's
a keli. Exactly, right. The shotemer, the woolen one, shenit lo shinah le if it's missing a middle one, it's tar. You need three consecutive. Nishtai by gimel b'magam echad, tamei. If there's three, it's tamei. Ha'isak yitzay na'achas mehem. If one of the ones left is the outside one, and that's not a thin one, that's a wider one, and it's made out of, it's a thicker one, it doesn't do a good enough job, tahar. So that's not considered three left, it's considered two left. Niklu beis v'asen l'mlaket. If you took off two of them, two of these bristles, and you made it into a tweezer, like you're using them as a tweezer, tameis. Achas miskina l'ner l'mitzvah. If you took off one of them, but you decided that you're going to use it to clean out a candle cup, cup with oil, you can use it to wipe it out, or to stretch a beged, tameis. So here's the Stam Mishnah. The Kaimelon, they don't look like the Mishnah. We know we don't pass them like that Mishnah. What happened to the halacha? Halacha kistan mishnah. Rashi. Look, Rashi stands today as the chazil the most that can still function. Achas tahara, the chazil the media is not fit for anything. Achas b'fnei atzma she'in et chuva b'mitzrek. It's not stuck to the comb. Tameya sharuya l'ner on the misuach. Livrash begadim to stretch clothing. Aichut zumizu or a thread to take it out one from the other. Achas mibintayim shemikol gimel hatmuchas nitlaham tzoas. You took out the middle one of every three, Sula Khazi, it's not fit anymore. Haisaki Tina Akas Nashlamas Halalu, Shinishtairu Gimulamachitinas, the same Chitina Rukhabahi, it's wide. Can Chitina should be Mr. Shaid Shalanu, like an R wooden comb. The outside tooth is wide. Ukakwimahani Badayu doesn't help. Litahar. Lemalake, Makalkim, that is tweezers, Shikairan, whatever it is. There's a word in English that's similar to that. What's it called? It's tunnels. What? Tongues, right? Tongues. Taner, lemitzuach lufish begim ki nachiyotim shemaitzchem aris lemitzmarim. They use nails to pull the leather. Tameya. Lekamim parach. The Gemara will ask a contradiction. The funny race of kulan akas achas was neyatzma tameya v'achas hiskina. In the race it says one by itself is tamei. Doesn't say a word about hiskina. And then in the sefer it says you have to fix it. But the Gemara is going to view that as a contradiction. We'll see that in a moment. But the Kashi Yestim, the Kashi Yestim, is we don't pass like that Mishnah. What happened to Halachas Kistan Mishnah? Rav the Gemara. Again, it's a Stam Mishnah. It's exactly the Ba'ad Rabba. It's a bigger problem. We don't pass him that way. We have a Messiah that we don't pass him that way. What's, I don't understand.
So Rebbe knew that there was an argument?
I guess. If we don't pass you that way, it means somebody must argue somewhere. I don't know where.
Show me who argued.
Again, time along the ain't halacha guides the Mishnah. I don't understand what your question is.
It's not a question.
I don't understand your question. You want to explain yourself?
A lot of times it says, oh, you want to argue with it? Prove it. How many times have we had recently that says, oh, really?
Nobody's arguing here. We know we don't pass on that Mishnah. And we know that, and he wants to know why not. If the rule is we pass on that Mishnah.
Bring down the other opinion then.
Dr. Gemara. Amalei, bar mina dahi. Forget about that one. How does he learn bar mina?
Leave it out.
The Rebbeinu Rishlakish Dami Tavai is away the Mishnah. They said that Mishnah is a mistake. That Mishnah is a mistake. And since it's a mistake, you missed it. We don't pass it that way. Now the Gemara is going to prove why it's a mistake. My time. Now it's going to take a while. I don't know if we'll be able to finish today. To prove that Mishnah is a mistake. My time. What? This is in Rebbe's Mishnayos, where they said it's a mistake. In the transmission of that Mishnah, there's a mistake. And therefore, that Mishnah is not acceptable. To say, how does he translate mistake? What does he say? The Rebbe Rabotsko.
Not an accurate
mission. Not an accurate mission. Does he say a note?
Corrupted transmission.
What? It's not here, right? It's still not here.
Although it was taught anonymously, it's not a lawfully authoritative. Generally, though, if there is an anonymous ruling in a Mishnah and a dispute regarding that ruling in a Braisa, the halacha follows an anonymous Mishnah.
What'd you say?
He says that generally, if there is an anonymous ruling, stam Mishnah, and a machlokes regarding that ruling in a Braisa, the halacha follows the stam Mishnah.
Is it here the... Is it, yeah, no, I'm asking, did he bring it back? Taylor Gimel, it might be here. Doesn't say anything. The Mishnah is the way. The Mishnah, the Chayin ain't halacha k'mishnah zu. Won't even say anything in the back. No, doesn't say anything. Talk to Gemara. My time. Why is this Mishnah not reliable? Because there's a contradiction. The Tanis of Temesh and Itlushin of Achaz have been time to heart. It says of wool that one of its teeth is missing. It's so hard. Right? It said, if, right, by wool it says, and we're assuming that wool and linen are the same, it says that if it's missing one in the middle, it's tameh. Mashma? What? Every second tooth is missing. But if three would be together, but if two would be together, it'd be tameh. The other tani is started by gimel tameh, gimel and stein light. Afterwards it says you need three together. Start off saying that the middle one is missing, it's no good. But if the middle one weren't missing, two is good enough. Then you say you need three. So it's a contradiction in the braisa. Start saying you need three, two, and then it says you need three. Dr. Gemara, that doesn't kasha. My question, that's not a question. Okay, there's two pshatim in Rashi. So I'm going to leave this for tomorrow. I'm just going to say that Rashi has two pshatim, but some of the teeth, two would work, and some of the teeth you need three. So the part of the bride that says two is talking about some of the teeth, the part of the bride that talks three, is other than, it's not a contradiction, to be explained to Mir Shem tomorrow morning.
Thank you.